Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is gone.
Sarah Smith bringing us back like for the best. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Harry Dent, founder of Dent Research. We're talking about the economy and the macro aspects of it. What you and I need to know as the CEOs of our small business, where is the world going? Where is the world economy going? What are the evil things coming at us? What are the things that are going to go bump in the night that are going to derail us out here on Main Street? Harry, thanks again for being here, joining us from Puerto Rico. You wrote an interesting piece recently, this week actually, on your report on the greatest bubble, baby boom at the center of global population explosion. Tell us what this is about.
Yeah, people don't realize this hasn't happened for most of history. There's the Malthusian trap for thousands of years where population didn't grow much without putting pressure on the land. Well, after the industrial and mass manufacturing revolutions, that changed dramatically. What we've had is since the very late 1800s, a dramatic population explosion, which has been accompanied by dramatic urbanization. And the first half of that occurred into the baby boom, into the early 60s, which was the peaking of the developed countries' population boom and birth boom. And now that is declining, and all developed countries are slowing demographically, southern and central Europe and East Asia the most. And now all the population growth in the future is going to come in Asia and particularly in Africa. So it's all going to be emerging countries. But this unique economic explosion is due to this population explosion, and now it's going to continue for another several decades into the emerging world. And I'm already starting a mutual fund in Australia.
The population explosion is kind of asymmetrical, isn't it? You're commenting globally, but it's a little asymmetrical, isn't it? Because the population is not exploding in Japan. It's not exploding in Europe. It wouldn't be exploding in America if it weren't for immigration. What do you think?
No, exactly. We did the industrial and mass manufacturing revolution first. We urbanized first. We had our population explosion first. It is done. The developed world is going to shrink, anything, in the coming decade. The second wave of this is all going to come in the emerging world, first in Asia, but ultimately Africa is going to have most of the births into this
What about
century.
In our hemisphere? What about South America?
South America is the only – the demographics only go up to 2035 to 40 and less slowly. It really is going to happen in Asia. Well, think about this way, Jim. The world has gone from Western Europe leading in the early 1800s, North America in the early 1900s in World War II, East Asia in this boom, and next boom it's Southeast Asia and India, and then after that it's the Middle East and Africa. The world has been moving westward with the peak of urbanization and productivity and births and all this sort of stuff. So this is going around the world. It has already peaked here in the U.S., and we're better off in Europe. And Australia's better off.
But only because we assimilate. We not only have immigrants, we assimilate our immigrants. We don't have asymmetrical population here. We have a homogeneous population.
That's right.
Unlike France, for example.
Yeah. But our immigration is already slowing rapidly. And I'm telling you, the next generation, the millennials, are not going to favor immigration any more than the Bob Hope generation did after World War II. It was the baby boom that favored it, and it built on the baby boom. So even immigration is going to slow here. So our demographics are better than Europe in the next boom. I tell people, for small businesses, look at the aging sectors in the United States and Canada. I mean, nursing homes and assisted living facilities are going to grow faster than anything you've ever seen for the next 25 years as the baby, that's the last thing to do. Cruise ships, when they come back, are going to come back stronger than ever. There's, but a lot of, you know, basic home building and retail and stuff is not going to grow.
That's going to be, it's going to be different. But no, and that's one of the things that's one of the most interesting things to study, though, is how poorly Europe has assimilated their immigrants and what that's doing to their economy and to their society, and how basically wide open America continues, 200 or 400 year experiment here. We continue to assimilate our immigrants. And so, I mean, we are truly, and when I know we have issues here and there, but we're a homogeneous population, people living, you know, all different origins living together and becoming Americans. That is the one, that's our one saving grace, isn't it, in all this?
Yeah, that has been, we are an immigrant nation from the beginning. It's been the reason that we've kind of dominated growth. But again, I'm warning that we're turning anti-immigrant, and this is not a good thing to do. Every developed country, because we've already peaked, all of us in births, every developed country should be competing for the best immigrants.
What you're describing then is it's not that we don't need to become pro-immigrant. We need to have a better immigrant strategy or have one, period. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we need to be like Canada and Australia. They attract immigrants, and they attract the ones they want. They decide who they want, and then they attract them. We just let people run over the border, even then that immigration has helped us. But Australia has a much better demographic.
Harry, I need your website quickly, please.
HarryDent.com.
And by the way, folks, of course, Australia has an advantage. They're an island. Quick break. Harry Dent and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.